Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah on pace to finish by Purim Amir Tzei Hashem. We're holding at the very top of Yud Beis on the base. We're going through many psukim at the beginning of the Megillah that are showing us the more details upon details, really, of the party that Ahasuerus had and how events were being arranged in very precise ways for the Nisim that are going to be. So the first drush on the top of the page in Yud Beis on the base says, "Vayomash Shivii Kitov Lev Hamelech Bayayin." It was on the seventh day of this seven-day party for the inhabitants of Shushan, when the king's heart was good with wine, meaning to say, he was drunk. Now, this party has been going on for 7 days, and before that was a 180-day party. He's been drunk a lot. So the Gemara says, "Atu ad hasha lo tav libe b'chamra." Until now, his heart wasn't good with wine. Certainly, he had been drunk prior to this. Amarava yom hashvi Shabbos hay. The seventh day was Shabbos. Yeah, she yisrael ochlin v'shosin. Jewish people were eating and drinking more, celebrating Shabbos. Maskeilim b'divrei Torah, they say divrei Torah, uvedivrei tishbachos, and they sing praises. Aval ovdei kochavim, the goyim, sha'ochim v'shosin, that they eat and drink, ein maskeilim el b'divrei tiflus. Their eating and drinking only brings them to nonsense, to light-headed behavior, foolhardy. V'chein b'suudata sha'os ha'rasha, so too in that suda of Achashverosh, halalu omrim, some were saying, Medayus knows, the Median girls are the most beautiful. But Halalu Omim, these other ones were saying, Parsios knows, the Persians are better. Amar lehem Achashverosh, Achashverosh said to them, Kli shani mishtamishbo, the vessel that I use, a disgusting way it refers to his wife, so the vessel that I use, Enu lo Medai v'lo Parsi, she is not Median, she is not Persian, Elo Kazdi, she is Kazdian, which essentially is, she was, we know, Achashverosh's daughter, Vashti, so she a granddaughter, really. And Belshazzar's daughter, she was Nebuchadnezzar's granddaughter, Belshazzar's daughter. So that's Kazdi is something that comes after Bavel. So Belshazzar's daughter, right? So Ritzonchem Lirosa, he said to them, "Do you want to see her?" Amarlo in, they said yes. Vavashteya Ruma, she has to be naked. Now, Pashup Shat, and why they demanded that was that if her beauty would be only brought about by jewels or makeup or whatever it is, that wouldn't prove anything about it. They want to see her without any clothes that shows off anything. But he was masking. He was masking to this, and that was the plan. We'll see in a minute that she didn't come, but he wanted to show off her beauty. And the reason that this is, the why she would have to come out naked is because the mida, the way a person acts in life, that is how it's measured to him. That's how Hashem acts towards him. The evil Vashti would, she would bring Jewish girls and have them stripped naked, but also behind Malacha b'Shabbos, and make them do Malacha on Shabbos. So just to get in the context of what the Gemara was saying, the Tov Le'Melech B'Yayin, clearly he was drunk all along, but this was kind of a peak of that. This is where his drunkenness was getting to a new level, that he was going to start a very active immoral behavior that was going on. And it was Shabbos, and that's why Vashti was going to be sentenced, mina kenegi mina, so to speak, to be coming out naked. Hanu d'ksiv, that's what it says. After Vashti's killed, the king comes out of his drunken stupor. It says, "Achar advarim ve'ele," after these things, "Kishoch chamas hamelech Achashverosh, zocher es Vashti v'esasher esasa." He remembered Vashti and what she had done, v'esashen exarle, and what was decreed upon her. Now, those parts of the pasuk don't really have anything to do that he remembered. You remember Vashti. You remember that he had killed her, what it should be. So what does it mean, that what's the remez in the pasuk, that he remember what she did and what was decreed about on her? Kishem sha'asa kach nizar leha. It seemed to be he's had some sort of realization, or the pasuk is memoramis to us, that she had decreed against her exactly what she had done. Okay? So that's what's going on over here at this point. Says, Vatama'en hamalko Vashti. The queen Vashti refused to come. So michti pritzasavoy. We know that she was a person who didn't mind. She was a lewd person, right? She was pretzistic. The Amar Mar, Shnei and Lezvar Verneskavim. We just said before that that was the end of our Gemara from last time, that she intended to do a Ver. That's why she had her party of the women in the regular house of the kingdom. So, my time alo asai, why didn't she come then? Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Malamin Shapar Chabot Saras. Yeah, that teaches us that she got Saras. Both Rashi and Tosafot over bringing Rishalmi. It's interesting, we might not have the Rishalmi in existence today. They both bring the Gezer Shav of the word Nigzar here to word Nigzar that's learned out from Uziah Melech who got Saras. So that's the Makor. The Gemara didn't say it, the Farish though here. That's one reason, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says. The Masis and Tana Brisa says, Ba Gavriel va'asla zanav. Gavriel came and made her a tail. Either way, she was made ugly. She didn't want to come. Yeah? Like Sofa Melech Maod, Lachamaso Bo Arabo. Really, the end of the pasuk finishes. Like Sofa Melech Maod, he was very angry, and his anger burned within him. A lot of elaboration about his anger. So the Gemara says, Am I Dalkabe Kuli Hai? Why was he so burnt up? Amarava, Shalchole. He wasn't only burnt up about her refusing, he was burnt up because she sent to him, meaning Vashi sent to Ahasuerus, Bar Ahuriria. Yeah, you stable boy. He was, believe it or not, Ahasuerus was one of the people who would guard the horses for Nebuchadnezzar or for whoever was before him. He was a stable boy. The Abba Abba. Yeah, Baruria da Abba. Yeah, you were the stable boy of my father, is Belshazzar. Yeah, maybe it's the Abba Abba, maybe Korean, maybe it means your grandfather. But it probably means the Abba, yeah. Abba l'kabel alfa chamra shasi v'lo ravi. Yeah, my father could drink, a thousand types of wine and not get drunk. But who gavra, and that man, meaning you, Ahasuerus, ishtati v'chamir miyad. You get drunk with your wine immediately. Can't hold down your alcohol. Yeah. So over here we're seeing that apparently made him more incensed, more anger than the fact that she made fun of him like this. Right. So prior pasha's rooting is that he was a stable boy of Belshazzar, and she's bragging about the fact that Belshazzar could drink. By the way, that apparently fact is said explicitly in Daniel that he could apparently drink and drink and drink and not get drunk. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'chamaso bo'arabo, his anger burnt within him. Right, that's really the end of the structure, right? Miyad, immediately, V'chamaso bo'arabo, he gets drunk, and then immediately he got very angry. The king said to the Chachamim after he killed Vashti, what should I do? So man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? Rabbanan, it was the rabbis he was speaking to. Yodei Itim, those who know the times, as the pasuk says, Sheyodim la'aber shanim, likvoa chadashim. They know how to make Ebor years, the extra months that an other sheni that comes, they know how to set the months, the new moon. So Amaluhu, yeah, he wanted to know what to do. Now he said to them, Dainu Ali, judge Vashti for me. Yeah, what should I do with her after what she did? Amru Eichin Avid, they said, what are we going to do here? Neimale Katla, if we tell him to kill her, Lamacher Pasuli Chamre Uboila Mina. Tomorrow his wine's going to wear off and he's going to want Vashti from us. Then we're going to say, well, you know, we told her to kill it. We told you to kill her. Neimalei Shavka, if we say to him, leave her, let her get away with it, come mezalzel lo malchuso. That's not good. She's being mezalzel in the malchus. She's demeaning the kingdom. And that, Mestama, the Gemara, their intention was that could lead to all sorts of bad things if the kingdom is reduced, even a goyish kingdom. So, Amrlo, they said to him, they got out of it. They said, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, the Galina Maratzeinu, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were put into Golus, Nitla Eitzim Emenu. We don't have the ability to advise. We don't know how to judge capital cases. Go to representatives of Ammon and Moab. They are sitting on their land, their place properly. Like the wine sits on its dregs. That's a sign of it being where it should be. The time of Amrulay, and they said, very good. They said this idea was very correct. Shan and Moab minut urav. Moab is calm minut urav from moving around. Bashoke to Ashmarav. And it is dwelling peacefully on its dregs, yeah, its sediment. Below Hurak Mikli al Kli, it hasn't been poured from one Kli to another. The Golo Halach, it didn't go into Golos. Al Kain Amad Taimo Bo, its taste stands within it, Verechel Nomar, and its scent has not dissipated. So they had something behind what they were saying, the Taka Amun Moab, from the fact they would be sitting on their land peacefully for a long time, should be able to advise better. Miyad, the car of Elov, Karshna, Shesar, and Masa. That's why the pasuk then goes into that he spoke to those other ones that were close to him and lists seven names of people that are apparently not the Chachamim, they're Ammonites and Moabites. Right? Karshna, Shesar, and Masa, Sarshish. So before getting into what they said, Amar Levi. Levi says, Kol pasuk zal shim korbanos nemar. This pasuk is actually remez to the Rashi brings that the Malachim were making tainas that you should save the Jews, meaning now that Vashti is going to be killed, put Esther in its place to make the nace happen because of the schus of korbanos that dafka the Jews have. Nemar Karshana, these are the names of these people, right? Karshana is Amar Malachi Yisharis Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said to Hashem, Yibono Shel Olam, Klum Mikriva Lefnecha Karim, did these goyim ever bring fattened lambs, B'nei Shana, one-year-old lambs, Kiderashi Yikriva Yisrael Lefnecha, like the way the Jews offer in front of you? Shesar is the next line. Did they ever bring to you two birds that the way the Jews did. Admasa klum banu lefanecha mizbech adama. Did they ever build an earth-based mizbech like we did? Tarshish klum shimshu lefanecha big tekuna. Did they ever serve in front of you in the Kohen's clothing? The Ksiv Behu, it says about them, Tarshish v'shom v'yashpe, those are the stones that are really on the Choshen, yeah, part of the Big Day Kahuna. So that's a hint from the word Tarshish. Meris, klum mirsu b'dam l'fanecha, did they ever stir the blood in front? We stir blood so it won't congeal and then not be fitting to be sprinkled. That's something that we did. That name is a remnant of that. Marsina, klum mirsu b'menachos l'fanecha, did they ever stir menachos? You have to stir the oil and the flour to that, together. Did they ever do that? Did they ever prepare the table where the lechem apanim were in front of you? This is malachim are making seven tainas, and we should have stusim to be able to be redeemed over these goyim that are going to be looking to kill us. Continues back to the pashup shot and what's going on. Vayomer Mimuchan. Mimuchan is the one who spoke out of these seven people. He was the one listed last. Tana Mimuchan zeh Haman. Mimuchan is Haman. Why is it called Mimuchan? Shemuchan l'pranos. It means he is prepared already from this point to suffer a downfall punishment. Amar Rav Kahana says, Mikan shehedja kofetz b'rosh. From here you see that a common person, a not-so-wise person, jumps ahead first. He's listed seventh in the list over here. Clearly means he was the least of these chachamim, these seven people, and yet he answered first. And we're going to see that he really set up his own downfall in a minute. But I just want to mention, the last tosis here on the page says, there's actually a medrash says that this is Daniel Mimuchan. Now why would he then advise for what he's going to advise? So amazing. Seemingly, I think the way to read this Tosafot is that being that Ahasuerus had at that point, up until that point, been married to Vashti, who was bigger than him, meaning she came from royal lineage and he did not, he could not force her to speak his language. And therefore, that is why Daniel saw fit to advise that, part of what he's going to say. But it's a Peladic Medrash that Tosafot is bringing. A lot of things have to be straightened out. Why is he called the Mulchan first off, Daniel? And does this make sense with the whole plan for him to advise this? Did he know that this was going to lead to what it led to? It's an interesting question. Then now the Gemara says, Lios kol ish sarei revesa. What were in the letters, that these initial letters that Ahasuerus sent out to everybody? That every man should rule in his house. If not for these first letters, none of the Jews would have survived. There wouldn't be left over from the haters of the Jews, which is, again, a euphemism for the Jews. There wouldn't be left over from the Jews a refugee or a remnant. People said, my eye, what is this, the Shalimah, that he's sending to us? Leo's kol ish sarei revesa, that every man should reign in his house. Pshita, obviously. Afilu karcha vebeise pardashka lehave. Even a common tailor, yeah, in his house, is considered the head of the house, is considered a king. Pardashka, a type of king or lieutenant. Yeah, so Rashi spells that Memela, when they sent later letters that said, next year, you know, Yud Gimel Adar, we're going to destroy the Jews, they didn't act so quickly. They would have went and destroyed them even before the date. But here they said, okay, silly letters are coming out of the king. We're going to wait till the day comes and see what is. And by then already, the Jews had an ace coming. An ace that had been prepared already, and they would defend themselves. It says, V'yafkid HaMelech B'kidim. The king is being advised to make representatives to go collect all the women of the kingdom to bring them. Yeah, to look for a new queen. Amarav, my diksiv, what does it mean, kol arum yaseb adas uksil yifros yivelis? What does it mean, I'm pausing in Mishlei, that any wise person does with knowledge, with wisdom, and a fool spreads his foolhardy. It's just more foolish. Kol arum yaseb adas, any wise person does wisely, that's David diksiv, vayomer lo avada vivakshila duni hamelech nara basulam. When David HaMelech needed a new wife to keep him warm, his old age, so the advice was, put out word that you're looking for one maiden. Koman de Havali Barta, Aisi Niale. Anyone who had a daughter wanted the daughter to be married to David HaMelech, and they understood he's only looking for one. Obviously, she's going to be queen. And they brought that daughter. Uksil Yifos Yivelis, but this fool just does foolish things. The Ahasuerus, the Ksi Vyafkir HaMelech Bekidin. He announced that I'm looking for every girl. I want a bunch. Everyone who had a daughter hid the daughter from him because they know there's only one queen. What are these other daughters going to do? They're obviously going to have to be with the wife, with Ahasuerus against their will, and then they're just going to be stuck the rest of their lives in that disgrace, which is actually what happened. So everybody hid their daughter. Ish Yehudi, it says, Mordecai was a man of Yehuda, Ish Yehudi. You also mean a Jew, but certainly Ish Yehudi. Haya Peshushan Abira. was in Shushan, the capital. Bira really means like the fortress that the government sat in. It's not the capital city. You know, Shushan is really like an area within the city. So, Megomer, Ishimini. It says Ishimini. Now, it says a bunch of names. It says, Ishimini, Shushan, Shmo Mordechai, Ben Yoir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ishimini. All these terms need to be looked into. So, Micah Omar, what is the pasuk elaborating on? Ili Yuchsa Kaasi, if it's talking about his lineage, the Yachse, Va'osil, Abinyamin. Should take him all the way back to Binyamin then. Keep going further. Ela Maishna Hani, what is with these ones that it did mention, these three names above him and no one else? Tana Kulon al Tana says, the Bryce says, Kulon al Shmo Nikru. They were all his names, really. Ben Yair, what is he called? A Ben Yair? Ben Shahir, a name Shal Yisrael b'tfiloso. A son that enlightened the eyes of the Jews in his tefillah. Ben Shimi, what's it mean, a Ben Shimi? Ben, a son, Shishoma al tefiloso, that Hashem listened to his tefillah. Ben Kish, Shehikish al Shai Rachamim v'niftichlo. He knocked, yeah, on the gates of mercy, and they were opened for him. So all these names, amazingly, are about his Mila and tefillah. Karele Yehudi. Now, another problem this pasuk is, it calls him Yehudi Alma Yehuda Kasi. Sounds like it's from the Shevet of Yehuda. The Karele Yamini calls him Yamini Alma Binyamin Kasi. That's a name for someone from Binyamin. That seems like a steer. Now, Rashi in Megillas Esther actually himself says Yehudi is a name for any Jew, or any Shevet. But over here, the Gemara seemingly wants to darshan something else out of this apparent problem. Amar of Nachman, Mordechai Muchtar Binimus Sohaya. Mordechai had a lot of great names. Yeah. Meaning to say, he was called a number of great names. It doesn't really answer the steer, but seemingly he was just called a number of great things. Not truly from the Gemara itself. I don't see what that helps. I don't see what that helps with the problem. We're seeing another pshat, but let me look here in case I miss something. Yeah, meaning he came from, and that's what it's saying, but Rashi doesn't spell it out, interestingly enough, that he came from both tribes. I mean, it's not incorrect. Just what do you want to call him is really the question. Marshaw says this in explaining Rashi. I don't see it in Rashi directly, but just says he has a lot of nice names. Yeah. Okay. So there's more, another pshat here. Amar Rabba Barachan Amar Yeshua Ben Levi Aviv Min Ben Yamin V'Ima Mihuda. Then the Gemara says that before, so just don't. It seemed like Gemara was saying a different point in the previous place. He said Muchtar bin Musan Haya. So I don't know. I put that together with this pshat. I'm not sure. Yeah, Verabbanan Amri Mishpachos Misgar Zubazu. The families were fighting about this. Mishpachas Yehuda Omeris. The family of Yehuda was saying Ana Garim. I caused Mordechai. The Misyalin Mordechai below Katle David. The Shimon ben Gera. I caused that Mordechai would be born because David didn't kill Shimon ben Gera. And David is obviously from Yehuda, so he allowed Shimi to live. And in the time that he allowed Shimi to live, yeah, he had Mordechai. Well, Mishpachas, he had the descendants of Mordechai, the predecessors of Mordechai, I should say. Mishpachas ben Yamin, Amra, Minai Kasi, and he came from me. Yeah, I have no time. Okay, we'll have to stop in the middle of this, even though there's going to be one more pshat that Rav is going to say, but we'll stop here. Thank you for